Hola, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I am so incredibly grateful for you to be here on this podcast and this episode. You know, there are no coincidences in this world. There is no coincidence that you stop by to hear this episode. It is important that you understand that sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Español, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Hablamos Español, hablamos Inglés, y a veces hablamos Spanglish. But anyway you look at it, this episode is going to be amazing. Once again, this is Marty Angel, your host, Empowering Latina Coach. I am a Latina business coach, and I help the bilingual Latina women entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six figures. I love coaching the mujerpreneur. But let's get to it. You will enjoy today's episode. I'm so excited. Hoy vamos a tener una plática sumamente importante y yo sé que les va a gustar. Ready? And today's episode is sponsored by
Dancing Crew, Trip for Two, Nail the Final Interview, Game with Doug, Brand New Mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. Boosters designed for COVID-19 variants are now available. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster appointment as soon as you're eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
I welcome you if you're watching me live on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, gracias. Let's talk about what the heck are we going to talk about today. We're going to talk about you need to know who. It's a who, not a what. And what do I mean by that? If you're just joining me, my name is Marty Angel. I'm the Latina Biz Coach, and I help Latinas, bilingual, BIPOC women find clarity on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order. And that, my friends, is sort of important, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Look, vamos a estar platicando hoy. So why is it important, right? Well, it's important because don't you want to rock your six figures? I know you do, because six figures, that can be a life changer. It really can. I know. I speak from experience. So let me just say that it's a who, not a what. So many people are stuck. Se involucran todas en pensar, ¿qué es lo que voy a decir? Pero no es a qué es lo que vas a decir, es a quién vas a servir. Who are you serving? Who is that person you're talking to? Why is it so important? I know you've heard it from many of the gurus out there. You've heard it over and over and over. And I say this, I do this coaching in my coaching group, and I do it for my network marketing people, and they resist it. They resist it. Would you believe it? They resist it. It's like, well, the product and my service is for everybody. No, it's not. I mean, yes, it is, but no, it's not. Yes, it is. Sí, es. No es. Me dicen, es para todos. Yo tengo producto o un servicio que es para todos. And here's my answer. When you're first starting out, when you're starting to learn how to create a system, when you're starting to learn how to focus your system so that you can make it duplicatable, you need to know the who. Who are you talking to? Example. If I'm talking to a group of 45-year-old men, I'm not going to talk to them the same way that I talk to a 10-year-old man or young man or little boy, whatever you want to call it. And this is so clear because think about this. As an educator, I knew who I was talking to when they came into algebra. If they were in my algebra course, I knew what I was doing. I knew I was talking to students that needed the algebra course. And then when I actually went over here and taught remedial math, I knew I was talking to the remedial math students. And when I was talking to my dance students, I knew what I needed to do. I knew the content that I needed to serve them with. You don't walk into an English class and then have the instructor say, well, what do I, you know, who am I serving? Am I just going to talk math? No, you're going to talk English. It's the same concept. Simple Simon. But I don't know what it is, but as a mujerpreneur, we get stuck with the what. What? Como mujerpreneurs, siempre nos enfocamos en qué digo. ¿Qué digo? Y yo les digo, no es el qué, es el quién. ¿A quién le voy a hablar? ¿A quién le voy a ayudar? Eso es lo que tenemos que hacer. Entonces, es muy importante que sepas a quién le estás hablando. Who are you talking to? It's so important. It's critically important for you to be able to know who you're talking to so that you can think about what it is. What's the content that's going to serve those people? Even if you're a, if you have a service-based business or if you have a product-based business or whatever it is you're selling, we're all selling something. And if you think you're not selling something, I want you to get out of your own head because we're all selling something. Even when we're finding a boyfriend, we're selling ourselves. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be blunt and I'm going to say, get out of your own head because you are selling. If you're in business, you're selling. It's the way it is. Quiero antes de decirles otra cosa, quiero que sepan que sí están vendiendo, porque todo el mundo me dice, ay, yo no me quiero vender, yo no me gusta vender. Si tienes un producto, un servicio, estás en negocio, has abierto tu negocio, estás vendiendo. Sin las ventas no hay nada. Así es que ya, ¿cómo hacemos? Guárdalo, tíralo y acéptalo. Yo estoy vendiendo. Okay? So I want you to think about the who. Who am I serving? Am I serving a graduate student, let's say? Maybe I'm serving a graduate student and I'm serving that student with courses to help them be better and more effective at passing their courses. Right? Maybe I'm teaching dance, and maybe I'm teaching dance to 10-year-olds. And so how I'm going to teach dance to a 10-year-old is very different than I'm going to teach dance to a 20-year-old. So you've got to know who you're serving. It has to be that way. You can't try to sell something to somebody if they're not your audience. I mean, you can try, definitely you can try. But, you know, you won't get anywhere. Example, who do I serve? I serve the mujerpreneur, the Latina, the bilingual, the BIPOC woman, entrepreneur. Not really a business builder, although I do work with businesses.
But I focus on the mujerpreneur. I focus on the bilingual Latina, BIPOC woman, and I know culturally what it is she needs. And then it's an entrepreneurial process. So I know what an entrepreneur needs. I know about setting, you know, your LLC, your corporation, your trademarking, your bookkeeping, your CPA, your marketing, I know about all of that. So I can help the entrepreneur, right? And I know enough to help other women in business. And I do that. Just because you pick a niche, here's the thing. So many people are so afraid to pick a niche because when they pick a niche, they think, oh my God, now I can't sell to anybody else. Get that out of your head. That's not true. You're going to focus. It's a target. Remember this? You're going to focus on the bullseye, which is your niche. And in the interim, you probably will get other people in that target. But you've got to stop being afraid. And remember, it's a who. Who am I talking to? I can't say that enough. ¿A quién le estás hablando? Si no sabes a quién le estás hablando, ¿cómo le vas a dirigir contenido que ella necesita saber para que sepa que tú la vas a ayudar o sepa que tú tienes algo que obviamente la va a ayudar o la va a servir? Pero de todos modos es algo muy importante. So I want you to remember that who are you talking to? A quién le estás hablando? Because I talk all the time, but you know what? I'm not talking to a man. I'm not talking to my husband. I'm not talking. And think about it. As women, we get all stuck. But do you talk to your 5-year-old? If you're a mom, do you talk to your 5-year-old? It's the same way you talk to your 15-year-old? Absolutely not. You need to know who your niche is. You need to know who you're talking to. And focus on one. And then from there, then once you start knowing who you're talking to, the building of the content is going to be so much easier. Then the what is going to come easy. Once you figure out your who, the what is going to come easy. I promise you. And I don't make promises I can't keep. That's my motto. I used to say that all the time to my students. I don't make promises I can't keep. Yo no hago promesas que no puedo cumplir. I promise you, te prometo, that once you know the who, the what is going to be a piece of cake. Because then you can actually look at it and say, well, wait a minute, is my niche going to want to hear that? No, right? But you have to go from there. And then once you know who you're talking to, then you pick your content pillars. And when you do your content pillars, now you have different things to talk about that are going to serve them. It's so critically important that you understand that the who will open up the space so that everything else flows. Yo te prometo que si empiezas a enfocarte en tu nicho, ¿a quién le estoy hablando? Vas a saber cómo hablar con ellas o ellos. Es importante que sepas que al momento que entiendes tú a quién le estás hablando, que todo lo demás va a salir muy fácil. Yo te lo prometo. Te lo prometo. I promise you, it's going to be so, so much easier. But why do we continue to fight against it? It's so funny because, you know, or maybe it's we get lazy, or I'm not sure what it is. But I remember doing the, you know, talking to my coaching group, and they're like, oh, I don't want to answer all these questions. And, you know, there are questions you need to answer. Because do I need to know what age I'm talking to people? Yes, because think about it. You are not going to talk to a 25-year-old the same way you talk to a 50-year-old. You've got to know that. You're not going to talk to a man the same way you talk to a woman. And if you're a mom of what? You're not going to talk to a mom of, you know, toddlers the same way you talk to a mother of teenagers. You do need that age thing. You need to, you know, I have a couple of students that are like, why? Why do I need to know exactly who I'm going to talk to? What age? Because I know that everybody can benefit from my products. Yes, everybody can benefit from your products and services. I'm not taking that away from you. What I want you to see is that I'm trying to help you, what I want you to hear is that I'm trying to help you focus, gain clarity and focus on who you serve so that you can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and begin to rock those six-figure businesses of yours. I would love nothing more than to help you get to your six figures. Trust me. Trust me. Can I ask you that, please? Trust me. Let me guide you. Let me help you. When I say you've got to walk your talk, that's part of what I mean, too. It's like you've got to know who you're talking to. Right? I mean, think about it this way. Did I talk to my middle school students the way I talk to my high school students? Did I talk to my middle school students the same way I talk to my college students? Absolutely not. Was I teaching the same subject? Yes, college algebra. But how I broke it down for the middle schoolers was very different than how I broke it down and my explanations for the college kids. The same thing goes for your product. Who are you talking to? If you're talking to a mom, you've got to break it down in mom terms. If you're talking to an older woman, you got to break it down in older women talk. If you are talking to men, you gotta break it down. Don't be so afraid. I promise it'll all work out. We just really need to focus on the who and not the what. Nos tenemos, now in Spanish here, nos tenemos que enfocar en el método conforme a quién le estamos hablando. ¿A quién le estamos hablando? ¿Verdad? Así es que importante. Por favor, enfóquense en quién les vamos a ayudar. ¿Al quién? Right? Now, my friends, if you have any questions, or want to get a cheat sheet that I have, make sure that you, if you're watching me on the YouTube, make sure you subscribe, hit that little bell so that you can be notified every time I give you guys tips to rock your biz, every time the Mujerpreneur speaks, every time I set my video cast out, which is once a week, then please share this with somebody else if you liked it as well. And if you're listening to me on the podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, gracias. Thank you. And please reach out to me and find me on social media. I'm at MartyAngel_ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. And I promise I will answer you. I'm still doing my own DMs. I don't have my assistant do the DMs. I'm doing them myself. And as always, I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of my viewers and listeners. I'm very excited to help you reach that six figures. So if you're ready to rock and roll, let's do it. Drop me a line and I'll see you next week. Have a great one. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.